When we last heard from the sheriff, he was proudly showing his new automobile to Sonny, Buddy, and Betty. He was greatly excited over his new coupe, as he called it, with a grumble seat. But he admitted that he knew very little about driving it. We soon found that to be true. As soon as he started the motor, the car headed for a telephone pole, and the last thing we heard was a crash. Now let's see if we can find out what happened.
Well, where's the sheriff's car now, Dad?
It's being repaired back in El Centro.
Was it damaged very badly?
Well, not as bad as we thought at first. The headlights and windshield are broken, one fender is smashed, and the axle is bent.
Well, when will I have it fixed, Dad?
Well, they promised the sheriff it would be ready tonight. Then he'll join us.
Sonny, would you and Buddy come here a minute, please?
Well, sure, Betty. What is it?
If I remember correctly, you boys were asking me a lot of questions, which I promised to answer. Do you remember?
Oh, sure, about the ranch.
Well, suppose we sit down and let's see what we can find out from this deed. It should give a full description of everything. First, it says, the Bar Z Ranch is located...
Is that the name of it, the Bar Z?
Gosh, that sounds like a real cowboy ranch, doesn't it?
The Bar Z. How far is the ranch from here?
About 12 miles.
Well, listen, does the deed say how many horses are on the ranch?
Well, let's see. It's supposed to list everything. Let me see now. Main ranch house, hunting lodge. Yes, it says here, 23 gated saddle horses, 37 cow ponies, and 110 head of unbroken stock.
Jiminy cricket. That's over 100 horses.
100 horses? Well, say, what does it mean by unbroken stock?
That's wild horses that have never been broken to the saddle.
Oh, boy, won't it be fun watching the cowboys ride those wild broncos? Go on, Betty. What next?
1,300 head of ranch cattle and 11 head of barn stock.
What's barn stock?
Dad says it means 11 milk cows.
That's a job for you, Sonny, milking 11 cows.
Oh, no, that's a job for Charcoal or the sheriff. My job's to drink the milk.
Say, won't it be great to get up in the morning real early and go for a horseback ride over the ranch and then come back to a real breakfast of fresh ranch eggs and milk and country ham and hot biscuits?
Oh, don't, Buddy. You're breaking my heart. Well, say, what's the first thing we're going to do when we get on the ranch?
Well, one of the first things you boys are going to do is start to school.
Oh.
Your vacation days are over for a while.
Oh, heck. Say, maybe they won't have a school out there.
Yeah.
Of course they won't have a school at the ranch. They'll probably have to ride to some community school. Charcoal can drive you there and back.
What's the matter with us riding a couple of your 160 horses?
Well, if you can find a couple of gentle ones, I guess it'll be all right.
Well, it's almost time, boys.
Time for what, Dad?
Time for the last performance of the old medicine show. You know, I feel sort of sad putting the old house car out and truck away. It's like parting with your best friends.
But you need a good rest, Dad, and I want you to get it.
Can you ride a horse, Dad?
Well, I used to be able to stay on one fairly well, but I've never been a bronco buster, if that's what you mean.
Dad, you look tired. Do you feel all right?
Yes, I'm all right, honey. You know, Betty, I've been traveling around with this little show ever since you were a tiny baby. I've seen you grow up right here in this old house car. We've been so close to each other, and now, well, honey, it kind of seems like you're slipping away from me.
No, I'm not, Dad. I'll be right with you every day. And you'll enjoy the ranch. Let's see if you don't. Now, come on. Let's put on the show, and just as soon as the sheriff and Charcoal get here, we'll leave for the Bar Z Ranch.
All right, honey. The last show.
Hey, Betty, come here if you want a good laugh.
Look, Betty, here's the sheriff in his new car. And look what Charcoal's driving.
Why, Sheriff, I thought you traded old True Love in on your new car.
Yeah, I did, but when I went back the other day to get my new car, I looked over in the corner of the garage, and there was old True Love. She had a lot of junk piled in her lap, and she looked so pitiful, I almost cried.
I don't blame you, Sheriff.
Yes, sir. When I thought of all the desperate criminals she'd helped me to capture, I just couldn't stand for her being insulted like that, so I brought her back again. They'll never pile no more busted radiators and blowing out tires in her lap.
Well, gee, you can't drive two cars, Sheriff. What are you going to do with True Love?
It ain't made up my mind yet. I might dig a grave and bury her right out here in the desert summers. Then I'd know that she's resting in peace.
There's a signal, Sonny, for the last show. Let's go.
Right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're preparing to give our farewell performance. You may not know what that means to us, but I assure you it's hard for us to say goodbye to the little minstrel show we've known so long. But regardless of how sad we feel, a real trooper never lets a show in his work.
So on with the show, Rastus and Sambo, and make it a good one. Run them on, Betty. Run them on. There you are. Righty. And now Rastus gives us all a treat as he sings that great old song from the production of The Drunkard, The Tavern in the Town.
There is a tavern in the town, and there my true love sits her down. Sits her down and drinks her wine, as merry as can be, and never, never thinks of me. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time is come for you and I to say goodbye. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu. Yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you, stay with you. I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well.
Stuff tonight, ain't you?
Marcy, I is, boy. I said not tonight. Say, didn't you know, Rastus, that I is the cream of society?
Yeah, the kind of cream to make cheese out of. Well, that reminds me, Sambo, what comes after milk?
Butter.
What comes after butter?
Cheese.
What comes after cheese?
Mike. Yeah. Hey, what's the matter with you tonight, Rastus? Boy, you look sick.
Oh, I hurt my back today.
Well, how'd you hurt your back?
Wheeling West Virginia.
That's a hard job, wheeling West Virginia.
Say it as hard as Macon, Georgia.
But I had a hard job in that once.
What was that?
Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah. Well, how about Eaton, Ohio?
That's pretty hard.
You know, that's my home state. I was born in Ohio.
What part?
All of me.
Hey, Rastus, I saw you combing your hair last night, and every time you pulled the comb over your head, why, your hair would fly up and catch hold of the comb. Well, what makes it do that?
Well, that's electricity in my hair.
You got electricity in your hair?
Of course I have. Everybody's got electricity in their hair.
Well, do you know we has got a wonderful family, Rastus?
What do you mean, a wonderful family?
Well, you got electricity in your hair. Grandma has gas on her stomach. And Grandpa comes home lit up every night.
And now, folks, Sambo expresses all our feelings as he sings, "And So, Goodbye."
And so, goodbye. Remember, I love you with all my heart, dear. But it is fated that we must part. And so, goodbye. Oh, please don't cry. Remember that we shared a love divine, dear. Though it could never be yours and mine without goodbye. Oh, love, how I'll yearn when you're not near to me. Oh, turn for one so dear to me, dear to me. And so goodbye. If it is forever or just a while, dear, let us depart with a tear, a smile. And so, goodbye.
Yes, look, those men on horseback are riding right into the crowd. They're breaking up the show.
Hey, what does this mean? What are you fellas on? What does this mean, I say?
Sonny, they're cowboys.
Yeah, dressed in chef boots and 10-gallon hats. Boy, there's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, howdy, folks. excuse you for interrupting this way, but we're looking for the little boss of Bar Z Ranch.
The little boss of Bar Z Ranch?
Yep, that's who we want, Miss Betty Legree.
Why, I'm Betty Legree. What can I do for you?
Well, miss, I'm Bronco Billy Wilson, the foreman of Bar Z, and this here bunch of rootin' tootin' galoots with me are the top cowhands of the outfit. We've come to show you the way to your home now. Good old Bar Z Ranch.
Well, I'm happy to know all you boys. And I want you to meet my dad, and also Sheriff Ebenezer Velvetbottom.
Well, I do.
And Jocko.
Yeah.
And these two little gentlemen are Sonny and Buddy.
Well, say, if we're going to the ranch tonight, we ought to say goodbye to all our friends, Buddy.
You're right, Sonny. So to all our friends who've been so nice to listen to our little shows, we say thank you. We've tried our best to entertain you, and if we've made you forget your troubles for even just one little minute, we're mighty happy.
So we won't say goodbye because we may be back again someday. We'll just say au revoir till we meet again.
Goodbye, friends.
Lots of thrills, 1,000 laughs, and just a few tears with your adventures. You deserve a good rest. And here's hoping that Bar Z Ranch will furnish you lots of fun and excitement, which you can tell us about when you come back again.